Greetings tonight in the name of Jesus. Greetings tonight in the name of Jesus. Or this morning, I should say. This morning, well, let's pray first. Our Heavenly Father, I just bow before you here this morning, and I ask you, dear God, to bring your blessings upon this little study. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that your name could be exalted. I pray, dear God, as I look at the life of Joseph, and I just pray that you would touch my lips, Lord, that I might speak your words and not my own. Lord, that your will may be accomplished. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bring out the points that need to be brought out here this morning. So, Father, we do commit this session into your hand and pray that your will may be done. First of all, I'd like to just say that my name is Moses Felsfus, and I'm here to do the daily inspirations for this 10th day of the month. And yeah, we've been talking about the life of Abraham and how that he was willing to give up everything. He was willing to get out of his country. He was willing to leave his family and his relatives, his everything that he knew. He was willing to move when God told him to move. And so, are you willing? Are you willing to move when God tells you to move? Are you willing to leave your family and everything that you knew, your farm, your house, your brothers and sisters, your parents, your church? When God calls you, are you willing to forsake everything? That's really what it's all about, because God said that he vanet alles aufgibt, da kann et mein Jünger sei. He that does not forsake everything cannot be my disciple. It's a very serious thing. I often think of that, even for myself. You know, am I willing? Do I have anything yet that I'm hanging on to that I'm not willing to give up for the sake of the Lord Jesus? And I was thinking about the sacrifice that Abraham made, and I was thinking that we will sacrifice our children to someone or something. Okay? We may have a business. We may have a farm. And is it possible that in the business of running after our business, we will sacrifice our children to the farm, to the business, to whatever it may be? Or may we even say to the devil? Because if we neglect our children, we are actually sacrificing them. And I believe I can truly say that we would be sacrificing them to the devil. Or will we give them to God as a service, as a sacrifice to our Father in heaven? Will we give our children to his service? Will we allow our children to be missionaries across the sea, to be missionaries at home? Will we, or will we hang on to them? Do we have a little dream thing where we are dreaming that our children would all be planted right around us and all have their own little farms and their own little homes within 5 miles of our house? Is that what we're dreaming about? Well, I guess, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I just thought about that, you know, the sacrificing of our children. You know, I don't think any of us want to sacrifice our children to the devil. But, you know, if we get too busy and we don't have time for our children, that's really what could happen. So let's consider that, and let's take time for our children. Very quickly, I really wanted to talk about Isaac just a little bit, but I guess basically all I'll say about Isaac is that, he was the father of Jacob, and many times as the children of Israel went through in their journey, they often referred, or God, when he talked to someone, he said, "I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob." And I don't know how often that is in the Bible, but I do know that it is quite often that that God refers to himself as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And so, that's very significant, I believe, that that God would refer to himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they were mere men, there was something about those three men, those three patriarchs, that God appreciated. One thing in Abraham is that he was willing. He had faith, and he was willing to follow God. And he was willing to put his faith into action. And, we look at their life, and they made mistakes. And they weren't perfect. But yet, they're listing in God's Hall of Fame. And even Samson is listed there. And I don't want to go into a lot of that, but, they were faithful. And God is looking for faithful people. People that will stick to him and stay with him and walk with him and obey him. And then we come to Joseph, and in Genesis 37:2 it says, "These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and a lad was with his son, with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report." And then we know the story, how that because of that evil report, they were willing to sacrifice their brother. Some would have even been willing to kill him. But they ended up selling him. He ended up being sold to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And we could think of Joseph being sold for 20 pieces of silver, and Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. And so Joseph went to Egypt, and Joseph went he was bought by Potiphar, and an officer of Pharaoh, and He was a servant there. He was purchased by this man as a servant. And Joseph became a very faithful servant. Even though he was stolen away from his home, from his parents, Joseph served this man who was not his father, who was not even related to him, and who bought him with money. And Joseph served him very well. And it says that Joseph found grace in his sight in Genesis 39:4. And he served him and made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. This man trusted Joseph because he was faithful and he was willing to serve. And in Genesis 39:6 it says that he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Can you imagine how this man trusted Joseph? And why did he trust him? Because Joseph was a faithful man. He was an honorable man. And he served God. And it came to pass, in Genesis 39:9-7, it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." And it came to pass as she spoke, here in Genesis 39:10, and she spoke to Joseph day by day, and he hearkened not unto her. to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about that time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the other men in the house there with him. And she came and she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Now, if there's any young people here, any young men here, I would just like to challenge you. How many of you would have been able to do what Joseph did there? I mean, this was a very sore temptation. I mean, can you imagine being tempted with something like this in a young age? It says Joseph was, I believe, around 17. But Joseph had purposed in his heart not to defile himself. And he knew what to do. He left his garment in her hand, and he fled. I mean, he got himself out of there quickly. He ran away from this place, even to the point of leaving his sweater or whatever it was in her hands. So what would you do, young man, if you were caught in a place like this? Would you yield, or would you run? Something to think about. Okay, let's go on to Genesis 39:21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper and of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed into Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever he did there, he was a doer of it. Joseph was faithful. Look at that. Even in prison. He was in prison because of something he did not do. And yet, here Joseph was faithful. You know, how about you and I? Would we be faithful in a situation like that? In an unfair situation. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I have dreamed the dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand the dream to interpret it." Now look at Joseph here, when he answered Pharaoh, saying, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." But Joseph said, "It's not in me. You know, it's not me, but God will answer you." And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "In my dream, behold, I stood upon the brink of the river." I don't think I'll go into that for lack of time, but let's move on down in Genesis 41:46. It says, Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land. And he gathered corn in the time of plenty so that he could have to sell in the time of famine. God had told Joseph that there will be a famine. And so if we calculate, we know that Joseph was 17 years old when he was sold, and now he's 30 years old. So that makes him, that means that he spent approximately 13 years in prison. And it would be like 27 years, possibly 25 years that Joseph never saw his family. And yet he served the Egyptians very faithfully. He did what he was asked to do, and he did it very well. So, a challenge for us. Would we be able to do that? And then, we see that Joseph's brothers came, and they came down for food because they were out of food also, and they came to Joseph, and they did not know it was Joseph, and yet through bringing them to trial and putting one in prison for a while, Joseph finally came to the place where he said that I am Joseph, your brother. And then they sent, Joseph sent to his father, and he asked for his father to come down to Egypt to live there with him, because there was plenty of food there, and the land of Goshen was the land of plenty there. And so that's how the children got into, children of Israel, got into captivity, or went into bondage there in Egypt, because, you know, it was good at the time. It was a good thing to do. But yet, they came in there and they settled there. 75 people, I believe, and they multiplied and they multiplied until there was no, until there arose a king in Egypt that did not know Joseph, did not remember him. And so he brought that king, was afraid that the Egyptians will take over the land, I mean the Israelites will take over the land. And so they put him under, put them under bondage and slavery, actually. And they served there for 400 years. I mean, they lived there in Egypt for 400 years. And I just wanted to come to this place of where the Israelites came into Egypt, and then why they came into Egypt, how they came into Egypt. I know I didn't spend much time there, but not much you can do in 10, 15 minutes time. And so, but they did come down to Egypt. And tomorrow I would like to look at Moses and the call that Moses had to deliver the children of Israel. So let's leave that for today, and let's pray. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your guidance and your direction and your wisdom. Thank you for your grace, Lord, and I thank you that you have called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. And I just pray now, be with us today, that we might serve you. And I pray that each one, each of the listeners here would be blessed, and just pray that you would have your way in the lives of the people that call into this daily inspiration. So, Father, we commit them into your hand and trust you for it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I'd like to invite you to join us on a Saturday morning Bible study. That phone number for that is 218-862-1300, and the ID number for that is 525-819. And it's at 7:30 each Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern Time. So we'd love to have you. It's an interactive Bible study where you can ask questions at the end, and we try to answer the questions according to the Word of God. And so, yes, feel free to call in, and I hope to speak to you again tomorrow morning. God bless you, and have a good day. Bye-bye.